With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. This report is brought to you by BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. Here in the U.S., 510 deaths reported on Monday from COVID-related illness. That's across the 50 states. That's slightly up. California with a sharp upturn with 105 deaths after yesterday's 18 reported, but still down overall on the seven-day average in the Golden State. Texas reported 59 COVID-related deaths. That's down slightly from the day previous. Louisiana with 18, down sharply. Florida with 66, that's up slightly. Massachusetts had a brief spike to 28 reported Monday, but their seven-day average trend remains at 18. Country as a whole starting off the week with positive numbers. Although daily new cases were up slightly to 42,000 from the day previous, they are down from 50,000 on average from the week previous. Daily fatalities continue to fall to 510 from over 1,300 last week. The number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. has decreased to the lowest level in more than 2 months, according to the Wall Street Journal. According to data by Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. logged 34,567 new cases on Sunday. That marked the ninth straight day with fewer than 50,000 new cases in the country, according to the journal. The lowest number of cases reported prior to Sunday was back on June 22nd. Better not party too much in the UK. The UK government on Sunday announced tougher measures against organizers of dangerous parties, whom the Home Secretary had said showed, quote, a blatant disregard for the safety of others, end quote. The new rule will come into effect from August 28th before the August bank holiday, a long weekend during which many people in the UK enjoy partying. Those who organize or facilitate illegal raves or unlicensed music events of more than 30 people can be fined up to $13,000, according to the UK government. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, apologized on Monday after misrepresenting a key statistic on how effective blood plasma is for treating COVID-19 when announcing an emergency approval measure. The official said that these results come from a study of 35,000 patients conducted by Mayo Clinic, but Dr. Scott Wright, the study's leader, told AFP it did not come from his institution's research. He said he believed it might be an integrated analysis by the FDA. Quick look at the global numbers. 23.8 million cases of coronavirus on this day, 818,000 deaths since January, 16.3 million recoveries. And at the current time, according to the World Health Organization, there are 6.6 million active cases worldwide. Daily new cases are down for a third straight day to just over 213,000. Daily deaths are also down for a second straight day to 4,300 worldwide. The five hardest hit countries in terms of deaths include India with 854, that's up slightly. Mexico with 226, that's down about half from Monday. Brazil with 669, that's up significantly. The U.S. with 510, up slightly from Monday. Argentina reporting 381 fatalities from COVID-related illness. Argentina continues to see a surge of new cases and subsequent increase in fatalities. Monday's fatality count was the highest so far for the South American country. And it should be noted that four South American countries are in the top 10 most hard hit at this time. Brazil, Argentina, Peru, and Colombia are all experiencing aggressive growth rates from COVID-19 spread. This coronavirus update is brought to you by BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. Use the code BTKRadio and get 20% off your each order. Protect your customers, protect your business with BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. Follow us online at CandidlySpeaking.net.